When lawmakers created the Hathaway Scholarship in 2005, it was meant to encourage all Wyoming high school students to go to college by making it easier to afford. However, there is one group of Wyoming students that will never qualify for the Hathaway Scholarship, those without U.S. citizenship. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen has more.
Isabel Perez entered the Wyoming public school system when she was 10 years old, shortly after her family left Mexico City for Green River. Perez came to the U.S. without documentation, but she says she grew up to be a regular American teenager.
I was involved in sports and yearbook production. I've always been a good student, so I knew I wanted to go to college after high school.
Perez was told that she would qualify for the Hathaway Scholarship, and so she decided to attend Western Wyoming Community College in Rock Springs.
Because I not only got like the Hathaway, supposedly, but I also had technical theater scholarships that would help me to pay for room and board and have extra money to go with that.
So Perez moved into the dorms at Western and dived into her first college semester. But right after midterms, she got a notice from the financial aid office.
They tell me that my scholarships had been removed, so now I have to pay all this extra money for staying at the dorms, for my tuition, and paying out of state, even though I had already lived in Green River for over 10 years.
Perez was told her Hathaway scholarship and her in-state tuition rate was pulled because she wasn't a U.S. citizen and was handed a bill for over $3,000. And because it was well past the drop date, she had no choice but to pay it.
It's just horrible for a freshman to find out the first semester in college, like, well, you had help, but no, we're going to take it away from you now.
At the time, Perez had the DACA status, also known as the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. For those that qualify, the status gives immigrants that arrive to the U.S. without documentation as children protection from deportation, among other things. But it does not provide a path to citizenship. And in order to qualify for Wyoming's Hathaway Scholarship, students must be U.S. citizens. UW law professor Susie Pritchett says this requirement undermines the policy objectives of the scholarship, which are to increase access to higher education to Wyoming high school graduates. Pritchett says this is unfair to DACA students.
They're graduating at the top of their classes from high school. You know, they've spent the majority of their lives in Wyoming. They thought they were going to receive all the benefits that their classmates would, only to come to find out that this massive source of financial aid and support, particularly to our talented high school graduates, was not available to them.
According to U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, there are about 600 DACA recipients living in the state, some of which, Pritchett says, are students in the public school system.
Because our public schools at the K-12 level have a constitutional obligation to educate anyone, regardless of their immigration status, we're pouring loads of money into these kids to make sure they receive the finest education here in Wyoming.
During the last two legislative sessions, bills have been introduced that would have allowed DACA students to qualify for the Hathaway, but neither attempts were successful. Wyoming Department of Education's Megan Degenfelder says the issue is not currently being considered by any legislative committee or the department.
And so we haven't developed much of an opinion on the issue, you know, of whether it's, you know, there's an intent to not have those students receive the fund.
Degenfelder adds that they have no idea how many students this is impacting. Gillette Senator Jeff Wasserberger was one of the people to establish the Hathaway Scholarship, and he was unaware the statute kept DACA students from receiving it.
I don't remember. I thought we said that if you're a graduate of the state of Wyoming high school, it doesn't matter if you're out of state or a foreign citizen, you get the scholarship.
It's up to the legislature to change the law to make DACA students eligible for the Hathaway Scholarship. Student Isabel Perez says she also wasn't aware of the statute.
I think that's just in the fine print. I never heard any information until I, you know, got the notice, like all this information that not even like my high school counselors or principals or anyone that I knew of was able to give to me.
Despite the hurdles, Perez is now a graduate student at the University of Wyoming, where she pays in-state tuition because she is now a U.S. citizen. While she had the financial resources to overcome the loss of her scholarships, she'd like the law to change to help those that are unable to pay. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.